From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There were more calls for troops for the expanded UN force in southern Lebanon today, as some Lebanese army troops reached the border with Israel for the first time in decades. At the United Nations, Deputy Secretary General Mark Malik Brown said it was important that Europe step forward now and offer more troops. Those sentiments were echoed by President Bush today, who called on France to increase its commitment of 200 new soldiers. Coming up, we'll hear from our reporter in Lebanon. First, we're going to hear from Mark Regev. He's spokesman for the Israeli Foreign Ministry. When I spoke with him earlier today, he said Israel is happy with the UN resolution, but is waiting to see how the international force takes shape.
Well, a lot of people in the international community were very quick to propose Security Council resolutions, to propose ideas for a ceasefire. And we got a package together which is very, very good. But ultimately it depends also on the international community putting, putting their money where their mouth is. In other words, for them to actually follow through on commitments made, and we're still waiting to see how that international force develops.
Well, I know one concern that Israel has raised has to do with Malaysia and Indonesia, both of which have said they would like to contribute troops. Your government has objected to that. Why is that?
Well, one of the considerations we put on the table is countries that don't have a relationship with us. In other words, the idea was that you'd have countries that would have good relationships with everyone involved, with both Lebanon and Israel. And about Malaysia, I mean, one of the matters that concerns us, it's just a week ago, they had that summit in Kuala Lumpur, and Mr. Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, gave a speech and he called for Israel to be wiped off the map. He said that's the real way to solve the Lebanon issue. And we didn't hear any of the hosts at all disassociate themselves from those extreme remarks. And so obviously, I mean, it's best if the foreign forces coming in, and we want them to come in, that they talk to all sides. On the other hand, we Israelis tend to be frustrated because it was very easy for everyone to say, yes, we support international forces, and that was one of the basis is for the ceasefire, because if you read Resolution 1701, the international forces have a real function. And we can discuss that if you like. But the idea is that everyone's very quick to say, yes, we support international forces, but when it comes to delivering, then unfortunately it appears some people at least have had cold feet.
Well, one of those functions has to do with the disarming, or the goal of disarming, Hezbollah. According to the UN, its force is not going to go into Lebanon and attempt large-scale disarmament. The Lebanese government is not really talking about disarming Hezbollah. It doesn't seem that anybody actually there has the appetite to do what it is that you've been calling for them to do, which is disarm Hezbollah.
In the first stage, the role of the international force, according to Resolution 1701, is very clear. It has two specific functions. One is to enforce that goal that south of the Litani River, that's a Hezbollah-free zone. That's one of the main things they have to do. And the other one is, the idea is to enforce the international arms embargo to make sure that weapons and equipment don't come to Hezbollah. We don't want to see them replenished with more and more Iranian rockets and Iranian missiles. Now, if the international community can't follow through, I'd be very concerned.
Would you assume that there are Hezbollah arms that have been hidden in the south that are still waiting there?
Correct. I would assume that.
So to what extent would that be a Hezbollah-free zone then?
I think in the real world, it's never perfect. There aren't perfect solutions. But you've always got to do what is the most practical. And the idea of taking the Hezbollah armed presence and pushing it north of the Litani River, that's a policy goal that I think, well, the whole international community has already agreed that should be done, and I think that can be done.
I'd like to play you a bit of tape. This is an Israeli army reservist who is returning home from Lebanon, and he spoke with our correspondent Eric Westervelt earlier this week. This is what he had to say.
The reason for the war is for the release of the hostage and defeat the Hezbollah. And we didn't do this.
That reservist actually called the Israeli invasion a fiasco. What would you say to him?
Well, first of all, that's a legitimate comment. But I think Mr. Olmert put it best when he said the aim of the conflict is, of course, to cripple Hezbollah. And if you look at that resolution that we've been discussing, Resolution 1701 of the Security Council, it very much does that. It forces Hezbollah out of the south. And it must be remembered that up until now, they had an independent state within a state in South Lebanon. It was like an independent Iranian territory. So with that being now eliminated as part of the resolution, I think we have succeeded substantially in crippling Hezbollah. As far as the hostages go, this is a real blow. because we wanted them back, and we wanted them back, and not today, yesterday we wanted them back. I'm hopeful that the resolution provides a platform for their expeditious release.
Mark Regev, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Mark Regev is spokesman for Israel's foreign ministry.